This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois State Board of Education is recommending that individual school districts set boundaries for how they would cooperate or not cooperate with federal immigration officials. ISB released its guidance following a White House directive that's cleared the way for immigration arrests in sensitive locations like schools. ISB officials say school districts should create policies to instruct schools on how to deal with ICE agents if they arrive on their campuses, share these policies with staff, and make sure that parents keep their child's emergency contact information updated. Some districts, including Chicago, already have policies keeping immigration agents out of schools unless they have a criminal warrant. State Education Superintendent Tony Sanders said the state board believes schools should, quote, be a safe haven for all students. In other immigration news, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he is not intimidated by threats from President Donald Trump to investigate local leaders who follow sanctuary city laws. This week, the Department of Justice threatened that local officials who impede immigration enforcement could face federal prosecution. In an interview with WBEZ, Johnson said he doesn't worry about hypotheticals. Johnson says state and city law is clear. Local police are prohibited from helping with deportations. Chicago area researchers are warning that the Trump administration's travel freeze and other restrictions on the National Institutes of Health could slow scientific progress. Lots of scientists rely on NIH funding to do their work, including Juan Luis Mendoza, an assistant professor at the University of Chicago. He says the freeze will delay funding for new research.
That can decide how many graduate students might, you know, be accepted in a program or join specific labs. So it's not only impacting the current labs, but also could potentially set back future scientists.
The NIH is also under a communication ban, so Mendoza says it is unclear how long the restrictions will last. Government mole Danny Solis's work to link developers with former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is now the focus of prosecutors' closing arguments. Prosecutor Diane MacArthur described Solis as a walking microphone for the many secret recordings he made for the government. None is more incriminating than when the former alderman tells Madigan about a developer who might be interested in using Madigan's law firm for property tax work. Solis says the developer understood the quid pro quo that existed between getting his backing and using Madigan's firm. MacArthur said Madigan could have confronted Solis about the idea of a quid pro quo multiple times in the weeks before they met the developer. MacArthur told jurors Madigan could have said, "Danny, stop. I don't do business like that." Those words, she said, were never said. The Hopeful Cities Initiative just launched in Chicago. The Chicago Department of Public Health is licensing the program by the Shine Hope Company this year. The organization researches and aims to spread hope to people. Founder Catherine Getsky says the program teaches people how to manage feelings of hopelessness and actively cultivate hope.
We have a physiological response when we're triggered. So we have these stress hormones that cycle through our body, and it takes 90 seconds from the point of trigger for those to cycle through us. It's so important to learn how to wait those 90 seconds.
The city is working on a public health campaign to let residents know that materials on staying hopeful and teaching others to do the same are available for free online. The program is licensed for a year, and both parties hope to continue the relationship down the line. Some more things you should know today. Chicago's top local food honors will be awarded on Sunday. The Bonche Awards celebrate leaders in categories including Best New Restaurant and Bar of the Year. There are also prizes for everything from pizza to pastries. Tickets for the event are sold out, but Chicago foodies have plenty else to indulge in. This weekend also marks the start of Chicago's largest ever restaurant week, which offers diners special deals at 500 eateries through February 9th. Sox Fest returns to the South Side at Remova Theater. White Sox general manager Chris Getz mentioned the talent in the pipeline and insisted better days are coming. He says Chicago has, quote, long-term pieces for a really competitive team, The White Sox went 41-121 and set a post-1900 Major League record for losses in Getz's first full season running the baseball operation. Today's weather, it will start out sunny and ultimately become cloudy. The high will be in the low 20s. Tomorrow, we're expecting the day to start cloudy and some sunshine to peak through later. The high will be in the upper 30s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.